in the last 6 months of the war by Israel against the Palestinian population of Gaza, a truth has become quite clear. The war is not one of self-defense. And moreover, the October 7 attack by Hamas in southern Israel is being used by the Netanyahu government as a pretext for ethnically cleansing the 2.2 million Palestinians who live there and get them out of the Gaza Strip. Israel, like America, is a settler colonial state. It was built on top of an indigenous population whose removal was necessary to establish the new state of Israel. The Palestinians, who were the majority, never got their own state. 750,000 of them were driven out. Many ended up as refugees in the Gaza Strip. The Palestinians in Gaza are now being systematically slaughtered by Israel and the USA, which is a full partner in the whole operation, supplying weapons, money, and diplomatic cover. The Israeli military is the fourth most powerful military in the world. It has turned the Gaza Strip into a howling wilderness. Most of the native population has been driven to a tiny corner of the south in and around the village of Rafah, where Israel and America are planning an imminent invasion, despite the story spun by the Biden administration that they are working with Israel to try to moderate Israel. This is perception management. Israel is using starvation as a weapon. The Palestinian people are plagued by famine and disease. Israel is allowing food in at an inadequate trickle. The USA ended its funding of the main United Nations support organization, even as it continues, contrary to American law, to ship weapons to Israel, including 2,000-pound bombs and 500-pound bombs and jet fighters to deliver them. Israel and the USA have crippled the United Nations and undermined international law. The International Court of Justice, the highest court in the world, ruled that Israel was plausibly committing a genocide. This ruling has been ignored by Israel and the USA. Today, we speak with Orr Books Associate Editor Jamie Stern Wiener about his just-published book, Deluge, Gaza and Israel, From Crisis to Cataclysm. His previous publications include Moment of Truth, Tackling Israeli-Palestinians' Toughest Questions, and Anti-Semitism in the Labor Party. Jamie Stern Wiener, a hearty welcome to Law and Disorder.
Oh, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Jamie, your just-published book, Deluge, Gaza and Israel, From Crisis to Cataclysm, is just terrific. Norman Finkelstein says, indispensable, a tour de force. And I think that this book is going to make a real impact on people. I wanted to ask you, what were your thoughts that went into choosing the title of your just-published book, Deluge, Gaza and Israel, From Crisis to Cataclysm?
Well, thanks so much for those kind words. The book is called Deluge on the one hand in reference to the name that Hamas gave to its operation last October. Listeners will probably know, on October 7th last year, military forces of Hamas, the administrative authority in Gaza, they breached the perimeter fence separating Gaza from Israel. They took over Israeli military bases. They captured around 250 Israeli hostages, and they killed hundreds of people. Hamas called the operation Al-Aqsa Deluge, Al-Aqsa referring to the Holy Mosque in East Jerusalem. And so the book's title, in one sense, refers to the instigating event of the current Gaza escalation. Deluge, of course, also evokes the torrent of chaos and destruction that was unleashed that day and which has engulfed the people of Gaza ever since. The figures are actually quite staggering. To begin with, I mean, going by Israel's official figures, Hamas-led militants killed more Israelis in one day on October 7th than the number of Israelis killed during the entire five-year Second Intifada period. That includes all those bloody suicide bombings. And in the 6 months since, Israel has turned Gaza into a wasteland. It's no exaggeration, unfortunately. Israeli forces have killed more than 33,000 people. They've partially or totally destroyed over 60%, that's 60%, of homes in Gaza. They've systematically targeted hospitals, and they've set world records for the numbers of journalists killed, children killed, aid workers and healthcare workers killed. So it's really unfathomable the deluge of destruction that's been visited on that tiny, occupied, besieged enclave of Gaza. The subtitle of the book, From Crisis to Cataclysm, on the one hand, of course, registers the dramatic worsening of conditions in Gaza since Israel began its genocidal onslaught. But it's also meant to reject from the outset any idea that people might have, and they'd be forgiven for having it given the media coverage, that prior to the Hamas attack on October 7th, everything in Gaza was just fine. The reality is that already before Israel began its offensive and before October 7th, Gaza was enduring what human rights groups had long described as a humanitarian implosion. To put it very briefly, since Hamas's election victory in 2006, Israel subjected the 2 million people of Gaza, that includes 1 million children, to an illegal economic blockade that just destroyed the economy, extinguished the economy. It caused one of the highest unemployment rates in the world, and it turned Gaza into what one senior UN human rights official called a toxic slum. And then on top of that brutal blockade, every few years since 2008, Israel carried out these large-scale massacres to keep the inmates of the Gaza prison camp in line. So one of the important tasks that the book undertakes, which is reflected in that subtitle, is to show that, to put it mildly, the Gaza crisis did not begin on October 7th. Quite the reverse, actually. October 7th is the product, the result, the consequence of a protracted political and humanitarian crisis that Israel and its enablers quite deliberately created.